Expressed in the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Vietnam! Oh, no, wrong show. Good morning.
Are you sure? Are we still?
Kind of starting to look a little bit like Vietnam out there.
Yeah, thanks.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is Sunday once again, August 27th, 2023. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and I want to say a big thank you out there to everybody for listening in. I'm here in the studio in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda. That's my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And also, we have today as our producer, Christine. And she's got her,
She's busy.
She's busy.
Good morning.
I wanted to hear that voice, you know, it's...
How are you today?
We're all doing good.
You?
It's the Ukrainian accent.
I'm great.
I know. Sunday. You're always doing good. happy.
All right.
Happy Sunday, guys. Thank you.
Very good. So, anyway, the kid that rocks around the clock and faster than a speeding internet connection is not here today, so he's slower than a bogged down RAM.
I don't know. I just know he's not here.
With a 10th degree black belt, and hey, I didn't show up today. No, it's, I think he's sick today. So I hope you get well out there, Dave. I wanted to shout out to my son. He's not feeling well today. I hope he's listening, and I hope he gets better quickly. Okay. Let's see. We're brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agent, 810 Main Street, Red Bluff, and that's 530-527-5534. She's the best and will definitely take care of all your insurance needs. And she really knows. She's been in business forever, a long time. She's really good at it. So,
yeah, she is good at it. I mean, she wrote a writer, so to speak, for me, or for actually for somebody else through me, that nobody else would do.
Yeah. I used to sell insurance. I used to be a licensed insurance agent. And I wasn't really that good at it.
Leave it alone. Yeah.
We also have Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, licensed and bonded, 530-605-9575. I guess I should open up the chat room here.
We've got Craftmasters.
There you go. That's what I was going to say.
You can trust that your windshield is in good hands with the owner, Jeff Wurst, down there on Market Street. He is very experienced. He's had over 30 years worth, and he guarantees his work. You can give him a call at 530-241-8373 or go see him at 3208 East Market Street.
So he's had 30 years experience in cracks. Window cracks.
Yeah, in window cracks.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you know, he is a veteran too.
He is a veteran.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. He does really good down there. I mean, he covers his work the whole nine. And I'm sorry that crack about the cracks, but
not really. But he does top notch service down there. He's a great guy, and he's a very supportive patriot down there. Also, we have a few announcements. Don't forget, we got the town hall coming on August 31st at the Holiday Inn.
Right.
With Clint Curtis, this is a second town hall that Chairman Patrick Jones is putting on over there. I believe the doors open at 6 p.m. over there at Holiday Inn. Don't get mixed up. It's not the Express Holiday Inn. It's the Holiday Inn.
I didn't know there was a difference.
There is.
From the Express. So I guess the Holiday Inn's not the one on Dana Drive, right? That's the
This one is on Hilltop.
Oh, well, it's on Hilltop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, Dana's the one that goes the other way. That's right. All right. Never mind.
And then also, don't forget, September 30th is coming, and we have Flags and Flowers with Preston Sharp down at the VFW Hall. Well, if you want to get tickets for that, give him a call at 530-515-3825. You know, it's a normal $50 a ticket for dinner, $400 for a table. Goes for a good cause.
Very good.
Is that all I got? I have a meeting on Tuesday for anybody that's interested in the Veterans Home. I know people asked me to announce that. We will be meeting this Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Lulu's, and we would love to have anybody that would want to join us. We do all different kinds of things out at the Veterans Home, supply them with dance floors and all kinds of stuff, so we'd love to have you.
As usual, the news cycle is going faster than we can keep up with because, wow, it's just getting crazy out there, you know. And, you know, I don't know where I want to start. I guess we should start with, you know, Trump's mugshot and the Twitter.
Which one?
Well, no, he only had one, but there was a bunch of people that got mugshotted.
Well, different ones are going out on the, you know, Internet.
I think there's only one mugshot. I don't know about different ones. There's, you mean different memes with different things on them, like the lightning bolts behind them, or
yeah,
the same one
different
with lasers?
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely getting creative out there. You know, Elon Musk, his first tweet back, Elon Musk tweeted back, this is next level, because I guess, and I'm looking at this, this is on the 25th, so that would have been, I guess, Friday, but next level, Trump, this is from D.C., Trump's first post back to Twitter gets over 210 million views in 24 hours. Now, isn't that a little bit of a different perception than, yeah, it's just a small band of, you know, your friends.
Yeah, there's not very many people out there.
Yeah, because, you know, the tide is turning and, it's getting kind of crazy out there.
Well, they don't want us to know how many of us there really
no,
are.
They want the perception of you know, it's really crazy. These guys in the media think that they're still playing by the old rules, which is, oh, we can smear you and we can badmouth you and we can defame you and we can drag you through the mud because we control the media. And it's like, wrong answer. Try again in the bonus round for Double Jeopardy. Because people aren't listening anymore. They're flocking away from these places. And all you gotta do is look at the proof. So the guy gets indicted and his poll numbers go up. This is like the fourth indictment. And you look at the charges, and the charges are complete BS.
Well, yeah, all the time the charges that they're trying to bring against him is BS.
So I gotta
from the very beginning, you know.
This is a hat tip to Terry and Lori as well. I'm gonna play, hold on, let me get my
But like we've talked before, you know, when it comes to Trump, anytime something's new brought up about Biden and them, and then, no, we're good. She thought I was signaling towards her. Excuse my hand. No, we're good, Christina. Thanks. Anyway, you know, anytime something happens with Biden or Hunter or anything, then they have to come up with new charges or new,
you know, what's
crazy,
new
craziness over on the Trump side.
The difference is that the charges are made up on Trump's side.
Well, yeah.
And the charges are real if they ever would apply them on the Biden side. You got bank records. You got millions of dollars. You got China. You got the laptop. The 51 guy. And oh, that's nothing. Trump did a mean tweet. And so they haven't got anything on this side. They're trying to, you know, smear all these people with this lawfare, so that they can, you know, make, and that's all this is. This isn't legitimate, legal process.
I didn't say it was.
No, it's all about smear jobs. And it's not working with the people anymore because the people have caught on to the smear. And so, but, you know, Biden could, you know, kill somebody on the front lawn of the White House, and they go, well, it was an accident because the guy killed a gopher, and so we had to do him in because he's a gopher killer. I mean, it's just really stupid.
Well, before you play that, I want to say I was listening to a talk show on the radio, you know, and I think some of the Democrats are even jumping ship more than what they want you to know. Because, you know, we've always talked about their free stuff and all the stuff that they're getting right. is going to come to an end. And they're starting to go, hey, this ain't right. My money doesn't go far enough. I can't afford to eat anymore.
I happen to have another clip that addresses that as well, and that was another hat tip to. Oh, I'm sorry. I have tipped Terry, and this is actually from Dick and Lori. So let's listen to this. Are we ready to go in there, Christine?
Okay.
All right.
We're
here
good.
We go. This is a constituent in Florida. Here we go.
Trump has been indicted in Georgia. The last 14 years, I've called Georgia home. I have my business here, got married here. My daughter was born in Fulton County. I've been all over the world in most major U.S. cities. If I could live anywhere, I would stay right here in Georgia. To me, Georgia is the best place in the world. Where people still say, yes, ma'am, and thank you, sir. Where even the liberals go to church on Sundays. And to see the establishment drama brought to my doorsteps, the globalist socialist chaos brought to our community. Last night, when I watched the Fulton County DA smirk while she indicted former President Donald Trump along 18 others on RICO charges like they are part of the Sopranos, I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty pissed. And then I read all 96 pages of the indictments. There is nothing in there to get anyone. The DA specifically said that the overt acts listed are not illegal on their own, but because there are enough of them, they can be charged as a criminal enterprise. What do these overt acts include? Questioning the outcome of the 2020 election for making false statements about the integrity of the election in other states, for asking for email addresses of public officials and sending emails, for hiring forensic data teams to review election results, for requesting hearings to challenge the results, for unnamed people sending emails, and most importantly, mean tweets. This trial goes nowhere, and they know it. So why all the drama? And why was I so upset? It's not because of the charges. The charges are bullshit. It's because I could see their plan, and I could feel it working. You gotta see the big picture. The play is always geopolitics, always control. The globalist socialist establishment has already conquered LA, San Francisco, Seattle, and Chicago. Where are the Trump indictments? They're trying to take New York, Virginia, Miami, and now Atlanta. Notice they are not indicting him in areas they've already won. It's a squeeze play. Can you see the map? The point of these indictments is not to prevent Trump from running for president. Of all the indictments and charges, none of them can prevent him from running. It's not even about preventing him from winning. They see that the poll numbers jump every time an indictment is announced. If they truly believe that Trump was plotting to overthrow the U.S. government, they would focus all of their energy, resources, and personnel on one case and try to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. You don't indict in multiple states with multiple charges with multiple teams of lawyers. You don't spray and pray. The sole point of the indictments is to divide this country, to keep us occupied fighting each other, Republican versus Democrat, man versus woman, black versus white versus brown versus yellow, poor versus less poor. Don't get distracted. It's not us versus each other. It's us versus them. They're not trying to save democracy. They're trying to crush it. If you're watching from Georgia, if you are my neighbor, beware. Look at what they've done in other cities, other states. Homelessness, drugs, and violence. Burning it all down so they can build it back up and gain control. The talking head propagandists will surely plaster the news cycle. This time, we got him. What they really mean is, this time, we got you. Trump has been indicted in Georgia.
I thought I shut it off. You know, it's really true. That's what he's saying, is that it's all about a distraction. It's all about, smear.
Yeah.
It's all about, you see his indictments going up, or his poll numbers going up after the indictments. It's all crap, and people are realizing it's all crap, but they want to keep everybody fighting amongst themselves, like he said, while they keep implementing the strategy.
And yeah, they're sort of trying to anyway.
So it's an interesting thing that's going on.
But they've been trying to do that for years now. keep us divided and at each other's throat. You know, always playing the racism card or whatever, trying to divide
people. Look at our local Marxist morons, you know. It's all about they're the victims of everything and everybody and every, you know, and it's just ridiculous. They're the ones causing all the problems. They're the ones that are injecting themselves into all the issues. They're the ones that are always trying to, you know, and it's not about, you know, a discernment, you know, the tactics, you know, for example, I heard someone say the other day the red, white, and blue was, those guys acted like jerks at first. Well, really? So you can't discern the difference between somebody who is concerned that their rights are being taken away, they're shutting down the public meetings of the Board of Supervisors, you know, putting everybody in lockdown, shutting down their businesses, making them wear masks, forcing jabs, as opposed to, I want to get rid of somebody on the Board of Supervisors so I can get control back into the hands of the establishment guys. You can't tell the difference. So
I don't. Yeah, I think they can.
Well, I'm not sure they can in some ways. So,
well, they may be a moron. I mean, you know, they could be a moron. I want to, before we move on, for the event on August 31st at 1900 Hilltop Drive, and the doors open at 5 and the event starts at 6. So I just wanted to clarify that.
All right, very good. And let's see, I had another clip here that I wanted to play, but I was kind of a little bit discombobled today because I got the news of some stuff and it sort of interrupted everything I was doing. So let's go into a COVID thing here. We're talking about it a little bit.
The endless COVID thing. I was trying to pull up. There was like 16 states now that have voted that they're not going to do the lockdowns and stuff, but I can't find the article. I wanted to bring that up today. What states has said, no, they're not going to do the mandatory stuff this next round with COVID.
Well, I mean, really, can anybody blame people for going? And you know, of course, this one's much more serious than the last one. And,
yeah, of course.
And you know, you need to lock all your doors and make sure that you do whatever you're told and wear your mask because, you know, this is the new virus, the EV whatever. I think it's the BS 24/7 is the name of the new virus. And people have had enough of their crap because we're getting crisis after crisis. It's just funny. Election season's around the corner. They can see that they're losing in all the polls. Let's have another emergency where we take over all of their rights.
Well, yeah, they thought that the indictments against Trump was going to change things, and it did, but not for the good for them.
Because, you know, they're liars, all of them. They lie about everything. They lie about the issues. They lie about the process. They lie about, goals behind what they're trying to do. They're trying to tear down the country, like the guy said, and resurrect it in the phoenix of a Leninist, Marxist vision. And at the end of the day, it's going to turn out. Okay. So I'm ready on this.
Okay. And to it, it's 36, I guess, states now.
36.
That no mandate.
Okay. So let's hear this, gal. Let's see what she's got to say.
I'm really imploring the people. And all the people around the world, for God's sake, stop giving your democratically elected governments the benefit of the doubt. They are not deserving of that. They are not. Stop rationalizing whatever your government is doing. Stop rationalizing and come up with some good intentions. They have no good intentions. Never, as I said before, in the entire history of mankind, there has never been a political elite concerned about the well-being of regular people. And it isn't any different now. Why should it stop giving them the benefit of the doubt? Because I can tell you, you cannot comply your way out of a tyranny. It is impossible. Trying to do so, you will only feed a gigantic alligator in the hopes of being eaten last. But guess what? Your turn will come, and then you will be the one swallowed up. I also have to ask the people, end your silence. Speak up. for God's sake, stop complying. Start rebelling. They're out to get you if you do not resist. I would also urge you to stop voting for those who inflict this psychological abuse on you, who mock you for their own good. In order to deal with this unfree world, to defy this unfree world, I have decided to become so absolutely free that my very existence is an act of rebellion. And that's what we all need to do.
Now, that comes from a European Parliament.
Yeah, across the pond,
yeah, that's,
so to speak.
Christine Anderson. And this was from a meeting with the European leaders about this. It's the member of the European Parliament, Stop Complaining, Start Rebelling. And this is from the Hal Turner radio show. And, you know, she's a member of the European Parliament. And what she's saying about you can't comply out of tyranny is absolutely correct. These guys don't get it, that they're going to be the last one eaten at the end of the day because they think they're going to have. And it's like, at what point in time do you go, oh, well, I can't buy groceries either. And, yeah.
That's exactly what's happening. That's what I was saying. Yeah, now you got the Democrats going, yeah, I get my free money, but I don't have enough to get, you know, my groceries and stuff.
And it was so
sorry
bad
for me.
What Trump did was so bad that Biden can't fix it. Are you freaking kidding me? Biden shuts down the oil in another country because to hurt them economically. But when he shuts down it here, shuts it down here, it's for our own good, right? I mean, you can go after instance after instance after yeah. instance. This guy's a Manchurian candidate. He's out of control. And he's not doing anybody any good at the end of the day. And so it's just absolutely crazy that these guys, you know, keep wanting, this, government to keep, doing what they're doing. And, it's not gonna happen. You know, it's just not gonna happen, that we're gonna keep going the way we're going because, things are getting crazier and crazier and crazier. So, you know, the whole thing about the mask coming back, it's not about the mask. They don't protect you from crap. They all know that. It's all about getting you under control and doing what you're told. And, you know.
You will go where we tell you how we want you to go and wear what we want you to wear and everything.
Well, and it's like the, guy, you know, it's just unbelievable. I'm at a loss for words here, which is kind of unusual.
Well, I don't think people are going to go along with the program as easily as what they did before.
No.
And they're not going to believe a lot of it. You know, before, you know, when it first came out, we all kind of were like, well, maybe it is that bad, and, oh, maybe we should. And then, you know, time went on a little bit. It's like, no, there's more to this story. You know, people aren't going to believe them at all.
Well, and then you got the Biden regime seeking additional funding for a new COVID-19 vaccine. That works. You know, warns everybody to get it, no matter whether they've gotten it before. All those guys dying in that sudden death thing, don't worry about that, and the heart myocarditis and the birth problems and all. Don't worry about that. Just get your vaccine and shut up, because that's what we tell you is the best thing to do, coming from, you know, somebody who is, you know, marginally a demented Manchurian candidate, and we should listen to him because he's been so spot on with everything so far, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, people aren't going to comply, and that's what it's coming to, is you're just not going to comply to that BS.
Well, okay, with that said, here's another clip. Maybe we should go to a break first because we're at 10:30, and then we'll come back.
Okay, we'll go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This land of ours is under attack. This time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. don't tread on me.
What's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. In 1889, the Lady of Justice was placed on top of the dome of the Shasta County Courthouse. Later in 1959, the statue had lost her sword after high winds broke it from its hilt. The broken-off piece precariously perched on a platform surrounding the statue. Maintenance supervisor Lloyd Knox removed the sword so it wouldn't fall from the roof. The sword was repaired and returned later that year. By 1963, the statue was removed from the old courthouse by helicopter. It was then put in a brick monument on the courthouse lawn. Vandals started to attack the statue. Over the following years, the sword was stolen three times, the scales once. Someone tried to cut off the head with an axe. All the statue's fingers, except for the thumb on the left hand, were beaten away, and the back was so severely beaten it caused the pot iron she's made of to break away, creating a large hole in the center of her back. In 2008, it was removed for safekeeping and restoration to be placed in the new courthouse currently under construction. A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. The Potter's Cave is said to be among the finest in the United States. The first white man to enter the cave.
Screaming that they hate America and we're the reason. If you don't feel safe, then stop defunding the policemen. You calling us extremists because our words have hurt your feelings. And we're sorry we can't hear you over the sound of our freedom. Y'all been filling up our classrooms with drag queens for kids. We think it's not appropriate, you tell us that it is. The complexities of gender and children won't ever mix when there's school shootings by women whose pronouns are him, his. I'm not Republican, but keep it 100, they make it sense. The most destructive ideologies are coming from the left. I think black lives matter, they think white lives matter less. And LGBTQ turned into WTF. Dear Democrats, I don't have nothing against the liberal, but the people representing you are communists and criminals. They've been starting World War III, we shipping missiles still. They don't want America great, they want it miserable.
You can try to burn down the city, scream at the top of your lungs till you're dizzy. You can cancel everything and everybody in it, but it's not your race.
aggressive. I got my First Amendment, don't forget I got the second. It's not your America.
I'm hearing words I never heard in life. Kids go to school to learn, never make it back home, they get murdered like. Who's concerned, not the left or the right? Hope you ready for the fight, coming to your front door tonight. The former president got arrested, the current one lost, but I guess he got elected. Kids get molested, pedophiles all get protected, and you can kill a baby anytime if you're pregnant. People so weak, feel free to take a knee, and you can't even speak, God forbid you disagree. I don't even know what virtual signaling means. Young men used to fight wars, now they make memes. Divide us up, I'm pretty sure that's the plan. Got a gun in my hand for when shit hits the fan. And how the woman of the year is a man, I'm pretty sure I never really understand.
You can try to burn down the city, scream at the top of your lungs till you're dizzy. You can cancel everything and everybody in it, but it's not your America.
You can burn the flag and aggressive, you can wear a mask and pretend you're progressive. I got my First Amendment, don't forget I got the second. It's not your America.
To riot till the city's up in flames.
You told us
we've been spreading lies, but you believe the truth is on the news every night.
You told us
we gotta stop the fighting, but you're the ones who keep the country angry and divided.
You told us
we're crazier than you, but all of our conspiracy theories are coming true.
You can try to burn down the city, scream at the top of your lungs till you're dizzy. You can cancel everything and everybody in it, but it's not your
aggressive. You can wear a mask and pretend you're progressive. I got my First Amendment, don't forget I got the second. It's not
your America.
Good morning and welcome to this week's Shasta Lake Town Hall News Brief. I'm your host David Johnson, ready with the latest local updates. First up, a controversial new workplace safety bill in California legislature is generating heated debate between supporters and opponents. SB 553, authored by Senator Dave Corsette, aims to better protect employees from violence on the job following high-profile incidents like last year's San Jose rail yard shooting that killed 9 people. The bill as written mandates all employers to establish workplace violence prevention plans, including provisions for security personnel and training. Retailers and public-facing businesses will need to provide active shooter and shoplifter response training for staff. It also prohibits policies that force untrained employees to confront thieves. Advocates say SB 553 will shield vulnerable workers like retail clerks, healthcare staff, and service employees who face growing risks of violence. But critics argue the sweeping requirements fail to account for differences across all industries and unfairly burden small businesses lacking resources. Opponents say lumping all employers together misses nuances between larger retailers versus a small shop. The Retail Association in particular objects to vague directives around the security rules, warning untrained staff could feel pressured into dangerous confrontations. At its current trajectory, this bill will take effect January 1, 2024. Shifting focus. Growing resistance is emerging locally against increased state intervention in renewable energy projects previously denied at the county level. A new law, AB 205, lets California Energy Commission essentially override earlier local decisions and accelerate approval of green power projects. Shasta County contends this wrongly strips authority from local committee and planning boards. This tension is centered around the proposed Fountain Wind turbine project, rejected twice before for our county over fire risks and harm to native lands. The industrial wind farm aims to install large turbines across 4,000 acres of our mountain ridges. Despite strong local opposition and denials, the State Commission now intends to reconsider approving Fountain Wind under AB 205 anyway, ignoring Shasta County's extensive prior review. In response, the county has asserted that AB 205 exceeds the Commission's powers and defies the intent of the law. They argued local control over land use decisions, stating that the state lacks jurisdiction to supersede them. This growing resistance spotlights building tensions around the state's proposed renewable energy goals versus community wishes. As more rejected projects are reviewed, Shasta County's stand may encourage others to defend local authority. Transitioning topics, United Way of Northern California is taking over management of vital data tools used to address homelessness across the Northern State region. United Way will administer databases that connect people experiencing homelessness with housing services and track their needs. They aim to improve processes to better serve both clients and providers through dedicated staffing and funding. The full transition from Shasta County is expected by January 2024, at the initial estimated cost at $240,000. However, transferring sensitive client information will require close coordination and secure protocols to maintain privacy. This change comes as part of the ongoing shifts to regional homelessness collaboration amid Shasta County's withdrawing its lead agency. The goal is to better distribute responsibilities, but many complex details remain to be worked out. Speaking of which, Redding City Council will vote on temporarily assuming an administrative role in NorCal Continuum of Care Homelessness Group as the county departs. Quickly stepping in would ensure no disruption to funding while the continuum restructures itself. However, Redding has a tight deadline to coordinate the complex submission, and details from the county remain unclear. The city believes short-term involvement makes sense to sustain services for vulnerable residents, but preparations have been complicated by the abrupt transition timeline and lack of budget specifics. Finally, the Anderson High School Union Board recently approved a controversial new policy requiring parental notification if a student requests using different gender pronouns or a new name at school. Supporters argue it increases parental rights, but critics say it violates state law protecting LGBTQ students' privacy and goes against teacher advice. Opponents also contend the policy was rushed without proper legal review. With other districts facing probes over similar measures, Anderson Union seems poised for a potential litigation ahead. But some community members urge sticking to conservative values regardless of the legalities or concerns. The coming months will determine if the policy can withstand serious questions around privacy, fairness, and compliance with California education standards. It does reflect a broader national wave of conservative reforms. Finally, wrapping up, the Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce celebrated the opening of Redding's Pizza Factory. They commemorated their expansion from Shasta Lake into Redding. Owners highlighted their excitement to bring the Pizza Factory brand to Redding and become a local favorite. Thank you for listening to your Shasta Lake Town Hall News Brief. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at 420 Truth Seeker on X, formerly Twitter.
Well, I guess that's Dave doing his Town Hall report for the week.
Yeah.
Very good. Getting better and better.
Yeah, he's doing a great job on it. Thanks, Dave.
Just a couple of things there. You know, what's this whole thing with the wind farm? It's like, gee, is this really about the environment or is it about control? I mean, it's like, you know, how dumb do you got to be after a while to realize that they want to take local control, put it in the hands of these bureaucrats, you know, that, you know, want to control everything and everyone? Like, look what they've done so far and the stellar jobs of managing the cities of San Francisco and Los Angeles. Look how well they're doing down there. Nothing to see here.
Well, isn't it funny? As soon as here in the North State, they voted against the wind farms and everything, then they introduce a law.
Right.
That says, you know, we have control over you, and you will do as we say, and we say you have to do it.
It's getting pretty weird. So, you know, and then the same thing. How can you sit there and argue for LGBTQ rights at the cost of everybody else's rights? So the parents don't have any rights. Nobody has any rights except the LGBTQ, DQFYZ, XY to the third power FU.
Yeah. They're supposed to be able to know better and take over our children's and take over our role as parents.
And children.
And they know better.
And children like 13 and under are capable of making
those.
Are
so smart.
Oh yeah, they're capable of making those decisions for themselves. You know, it's just unbelievable, this whole mindset. And again, the people that go along with it are the problem. We know that the people that are trying to implement it are just about control and they're evil and they just want to take over.
They're evil.
But
they're sick and
evil.
The
people that go along with this and rationalize everything that's being done are just really stupid.
Yeah, I mean, what parent would want that?
No.
Okay.
So I guess I'm ready to hit this other button here, and this is about the new variant that's coming up, the BS 24/7.
Where'd this one come from?
Yeah, this is again the BS 24/7 virus, and here we go. This is actually you'll recognize.
COVID is making a comeback this summer, so many of us would like to leave it in the past, but cases are once again on the rise.
Good evening. We couldn't be happier to report that COVID restrictions, lockdowns, masking, and the burning of your Bill of Rights is making a long-awaited comeback. That's right. Say goodbye to your happiness, freedom, and your mental health because a whistleblower has revealed that the Biden administration is planning on bringing back the full force of lockdown measures. And thank God, the science has shown that anytime there's an election, viruses mutate into an especially deadly form. Funny how that works, but it does work that way. Trust us, and no questions, please. Separate whistleblowers in both the TSA and Border Patrol blew the whistle to dreaded conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. And for a guy who says nothing but baseless lies, Jones is right quite a bit. The TSA whistleblower told Jones that by as early as mid-September, mask mandates will be reinstated for all TSA employees and airport personnel. And by mid-October, mask mandates will be assaulted upon pilots, flight staff, and all passengers. This just in! I don't think masks provide enough protection. I advocate for COVID-protective plastic bags to be worn on one's head. They allow no transmission of anything and will keep you even more safe. For the record, we do expect a certain percentage of the population to comply with this directive. And a Border Patrol whistleblower told Alex Jones that the Border Patrol has received similar directives from the Biden administration. So what's causing the new need for more lockdowns that were definitely super effective in furthering our agenda the first time we did them?
Global surveillance capability would cost like $1 billion a year.
That's right, Bill, but would you quit saying the quiet part out loud? The official narrative on why more lockdowns are coming is because there's a problematic variant in Canada called EG5. The World Health Organization has classified EG5 into the dreaded category of variant of interest. But how does the Biden administration know that this variant, which is currently not at problematic status, will escalate its deadliness to levels that justify lockdowns and mandates that should probably last forever? Get the variant ready in response to our lockdowns. Get the lockdowns ready in response to the variant. Gotta remember to keep saying it that way. Luckily, the Biden administration is also desperately urging Americans to boost pharmaceutical sales by getting their boosters in preparation for the new variant. Yet, unlike the last round, where, when questioned, the Pfizer exec said the shots were never tested to see if they stop transmission, with these boosters for this variant, we won't allow that question to be asked. It'll help with compliance. And just like this article asks, that certainly isn't fear-mongering, a new COVID variant is on the rise. How worried should we be? The answer is hysterical is what you should be. You shouldn't be anything but afraid, because fear helps us with you by increasing your compliance. So will the upcoming lockdowns that are coming your way be greeted with open, fearful, obedient arms? Or will the lockdowns and the tyrants they come from be told to go f*** themselves? Stay tuned, we'll find out, because that question will be answered by you. Good night.
Well, there you go.
You know that I love making...
Yeah, you gotta love JP. A couple of things on that.
There's a lot there.
Crisis after crisis. Isn't that the game plan? Each crisis, you have to suspend everybody's rights, suspend the Constitution, go into emergency measures so that you put all the hands in the power of a few guys that mm-hmm. make these decisions for everybody. Kind of like what we saw with the voting and the ballots and all that stuff changed, got rid of all the rules that protected, the voters from fraud and,
And according to Biden, this jab is going to be work. This is a good one. It's going to come with this new variant that you have to have. It's going to be okay.
They really mean it this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all about fear, isn't it? Everything's about fear. It's all about be afraid of this, be afraid of that, be afraid of being prosecuted, be afraid of not being prosecuted, be afraid of not wearing your mask, be afraid of catching something, be afraid of the government not making sure that you are safe. Be safe. But in the meantime, don't worry. Don't mind that guy.
No, you be safe and pay so I get rich.
Yeah, just shut up and go back to work.
Yeah. That's why, the government has contracted, they're already buying equipment for this next, COVID 2.0.
Don't worry about
we're going to put everything in place before
Don't worry about the mask contract that we signed with China again to supply a billion-dollar contract for masks, because that was just a coincidence with our government.
Yeah.
Now, I got a quote here, and this says, an evil man will burn his own nation to the ground to rule over the ashes. Sun Tzu said that like a long time ago. And do you think anything has changed? You know, do we have somebody that's burning down the country because he wants to rule his way or whatever way he...
Whatever way they tell him to, you know?
Well, that is the case with the handlers, you know. And, that's just all conspiracy theory. There's nobody telling Joe Biden what to do and how to think because Joe Biden can really think good for himself.
That's why they're always having to take him off the stage or shut him up or put him in the back room.
He always trips like that, over the stuff and falls down the stairs and up the stairs and across the stairs and by the side of the stairs because, he's trying to do push-ups. That's it. That's what you want to go out. Hey, Jack, you want to have a push-up contest? He can't even make it across the lawn in front of the White House. Well, Biden says the new COVID shots that work may be on the way for all Americans.
So I'm saying, don't you know he knows better? Because, he wasn't involved with the first round, only the second. We're probably like at five now or something,
I don't know. Here's Joe. I'm not sure what this says, but let's,
Is this the one he's talking about, trying to get somebody to take the jab?
Here, let's see what he says. This is the latest from Joe.
Can you say anything about the uptick of COVID cases and new variants?
Yes, I can. Matter of fact, I signed off this morning on a proposal we have to present to the Congress a request for additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works. And tentatively, not decided finally yet, tentatively, it is recommended that, it would like to be recommended that everybody get it, no matter whether they got it before or not.
Everybody to get it.
We have never heard that one before, have we? It works. You can't get it. You can't spread it. You can't. It's going to stop it from everything. It won't stop you from getting it, but it'll stop you from spread. No, it doesn't stop you from spreading it. Actually, you become
and we have nothing to do with it. That's why we know that it's going to get really bad come September and October, and you need to get this new vaccine because. Some bat in some marketplace flew in, is going to fly in there in September and October.
And nobody's going to make money off of this. Nobody's going to make money off of this except Pfizer will probably make money off of this. This is for our own good because Pfizer has always been a benevolent organization, Jack. Because that's what they do, and the fact that they got laws passed to eliminate them from being prosecuted under the Emergency Authorization Act. We just ended not too long ago. So do
which
we
just come into your backyard?
So do we have to ramp up another crisis again so that they for the new vaccine so that so they have legal immunity? They're the only ones that got immunity now. But it's all about legal immunity from lawsuits. I guess all those people that are dying out there, they're having myocarditis and all these problems. And
that's not really happening.
No.
Just so you know, the mainstream media is not reporting on them, so it can't really be happening, right?
Yeah, because the mainstream media would never lie to us about anything. All the local newspapers and even the ones down in Sacramento and San Francisco, they wouldn't lie about nothing, would they? They tell us the truth on everything because – and we got our local guys here. They don't lie about anything either, right?
Right.
No.
That's – funny, they're reading the same page as the rest of them.
I don't know.
We know.
So So he says it works, and he, you know, we better get it because the
yeah, now Dr. Fauci says in Preparing Minds for COVID 2.0, he now openly argues for locking down everyone who has yet to submit to his death jabs. So if he, you know, we're going to lock you down. If you don't have your papers and you didn't get the jab, you can't leave your house or do what you want to do. We're going to tell you what you can do.
Oh, and by the way, we're going to introduce this cashless stuff. So that you can only spend the money the way we tell you, and you get.
Yeah, we just took all your money out of your bank account and gave you a CBDC, and now we'll regulate how you can spend your CBDCs.
Yeah, so he's already begun buying COVID-19 equipment, hiring pandemic safety protocol enforcers. They're not planning anything, are during this election season, are they?
Things just mysteriously happen, and they're just making sure they put this protocol in place to make us all safe.
Well,
don't you know that?
That's because, you know, the whistleblowers wouldn't lie about all this stuff. Then this would be the whistleblowers from the TSA and the U.S. Border Patrol recently reported and contacted InfoWars and disclosed that the Biden administration is prepping agencies to enforce new lockdowns with COVID restrictions in the fall ahead of the 2024 presidential elections to reinstitute universal mail-in ballots that installed Joe Biden into the White House. Incremental restrictions include masking the TSA employees and masking other government employees.
So does that mean that the border's going to get locked down now?
No.
Oh, wait.
No, let's.
They're not going to lock down the borders.
They can come over.
Just lock down us.
As long as they're wearing masks. As long as they're, is it carrying masks, wearing masks?
I see. So it's just us Americans that are bad that carry the bug.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's how it works because I'm not sure. I better wait and see what they tell me to think before I do, because I would have to just submit. And if I did that, that means I'm a good person, because I care about the
environment. Do not comply.
Well, I care about the environment and I care about mankind and the universe. And so complying with I'm green and
but everything I do that's green, you know, is just for the betterment of the world.
And, you know, I used to not believe in wars and killing people endlessly and never getting out of wars, especially when Trump got elected, you know. Wait a minute. Hold on. Because we had like 20 years of wars before that, and that was under Bush, Biden, and Obama actually.
Yeah, but nothing would have happened in Ukraine if it wasn't for Trump. Don't you know that?
They told me so when wars were going on under those regimes. It was for our own good. And then as soon as Trump stopped all the wars and didn't have any wars, that means that he's bad. And
well, there were still wars going on.
I think I need another job. Shut up.
There was wars going on when Trump was president, but he didn't do like Biden and pull out and leave all those people and all the equipment.
Well,
but
he didn't start any of the wars.
No, he didn't start any of the wars.
He was trying to get out of them.
Yeah. But even though he was a president at the time, he's the one that caused the Ukraine war. Don't you know that? Ask Biden. He'll tell you, yeah.
Yeah,
he was just trying to, Biden was just trying to clean it all up afterwards.
That Trump was the one that sent the $40 billion to Ukraine. And then I guess this prosecutor coming out and saying that they bribed him so they wouldn't go after his.
No. That was, you know, has nothing to do with it. It was all during Trump's administration that caused it to come to war in Ukraine after Biden took over.
Bad.
And with that, we're at the top of the hour, I think, and we will
Orange is the new orange.
We will continue conversation on the other side. We will see you in about 5 minutes.
Heads on TV, they're selling their lives. Saying their way is better for living my life. And I'm fed up with them set up all high on that hill. They never gave a damn about a common man. Hell, they never will.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A trio of U.S. servicemen lost their lives this morning.
The U.S. Marine Corps says one of their aircraft went down on a North Australian island during a training exercise. Officials say their V-22 Osprey tilt rotor aircraft crashed on Melville Island on Sunday. A statement says rescuers flew five of the 23 on board in serious condition to the mainland city of Darwin for hospital treatment. Australian police say they deployed aircraft to get the rest of the injured from that remote location.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. House Republicans raised the alarm last week over an illegal Chinese lab that researched COVID-19 in California.
House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic Chairman Brad Winstrup, the Republican from Ohio, requested that the FBI and Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, hand over records on the illegal lab operated by Chinese company Prestige Biotech. The lab was reportedly conducting the risky research in secret out of a warehouse in the tiny city of Ridley in Fresno County. Earlier this year, federal, state, and local authorities raided and found hundreds of mice that had been genetically altered to carry COVID-19. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Russia's investigative committee has confirmed that Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash last week. The committee says in a statement today that after forensic testing, all 10 bodies recovered at the site matched the manifest for the plane, which included Prigozhin's name. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his country's role as the G20 host this year will focus on highlighting the concerns of the developing world and has proposed the African Union sit in. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The government of Hong Kong has been given the green light to appeal a court's refusal to ban a protest song.
The decision came after government lawyers cited national security concerns. Glory to Hong Kong was often sung by demonstrators during months of anti-government protests in 2019. It was later mistakenly played as the city's anthem at international sporting events. The court's decision in July not to ban the song was a setback for Hong Kong leaders seeking to crack down on dissent.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan have resumed their years-long negotiations over the controversial dam Ethiopia is building on the Nile River's main tributary. The resumption of talks comes after the leaders of the country last month said they plan to reach within 4 months an agreement on the operation of the $4.6 billion Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam on the Blue Nile. News and analysis at townhall.com. The contents of a long-forgotten time capsule found inside the base of a monument at West Point and believed to have been left by cadets in the late 1820s, set to be revealed.
The container, to be pried open Monday, was discovered in May during restoration to a monument honoring a Revolutionary War hero. The small lead box could provide a window into the early days of the storied U.S. Military Academy. It's not certain exactly when the box was placed in the monument's marble base or who chose the items inside, though a committee of five cadets that may have been involved included 1829 graduate and future Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 27th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including WNBA and U.S. Olympic basketball star Breonna Stewart, 29 years old today. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines is 54. Actress Tuesday Weld is 80. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
If you would have told me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that I would be in the middle of a political movement, I would have said, put down Hunter's crack pipe. Right now.
I can't afford the groceries. I can't afford your gas. It's Biden inflation across the nation. 81 million votes my ass. Hey, 81 million votes my ass.
You failed to build back better. You middle finger to middle class.
They've pissed off an already pissed off woman.
81 million votes my ass.
Crime was committed in broad daylight. We're living on planet crazy.
Got a laptop full of China, hookers and blows and crack. And the diary's got Creepy Joe in the shower. 81 million votes my ass. Hey, 81 million votes my ass.
While Kamala tosses word salad, that even the Democrats waiting in the wings is a thing called Hillary.
81 million votes my ass.
Back. I was kind of listening to the music and tripping on what I was doing here. I wanted to let everybody know, if you're looking to get out ahead of the next BS 24/7 virus, you might want to go ahead and be a member of a couple places. You can go Jase, J-A-S-E, is a medical place where you can get medication. They have medication kits in case we have supply line disruptions on medicine, because a lot of that stuff comes out of China and stuff, and yeah, it could be some issues there. Another one is the wellness company. If you go to the wellness, it's TWC.health, H-E-A-L-T-H. You can go there, and they have kits there as well, and I've got another article up here. It's from the Liberty Daily. Mask won't save you, but here's a way to get critical medications that can. And this is on that's the title of the article. It's under the Liberty Daily, and that takes you over to the wellness group. So you might want to check those things out. They have different medical kits that are for emergencies, for different reasons, and so forth. So it's something that you might want to get out ahead of, because you know, that's what these guys do, is they put you in a position of fear.
And you may want to do a little bit of research on different vitamins and stuff that help with it. I was doing some research on K2, and it seems to help detox the system of different stuff. So
these medical emergency kits treat anthrax, bacterial wounds, bites, bronchitis, chlamydia. I don't know how to say that word. Chlorotrid, whatever is the difficult. And COVID, the BS 24/7, gonorrhea, lice, all kinds of stuff. Nausea, vomiting, pinworms. I don't even know what half of this stuff is. Scabies, sinusitis, skin infection, strep throat, syphilis, tetanus, tick exposure, tonsillitis, traveler's diarrhea. Never really had a bout with that, but I'm glad I didn't. And a couple other ones, urinary tract infections, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So you might want to check that out and see if that's something that you might want to keep stored, just in case we have a breakdown of our supply chains.
And again, you may want to do a little bit of research on different herbs and different plants and things that do help with it, too, that you can get and keep on hand.
Speaking of the middle finger.
I didn't know we were talking about that, but you mean the one that President Trump? No.
No, it's really interesting that Biden's been getting a lot of the middle finger lately. He got the middle finger in Lahaina, where the fires were at. He got the middle finger now, I guess, at the White House lawn. He got the middle finger the other day at Tahoe. I guess those crowds just showing up, and they don't need protest flags or signs anymore. Now they just show up with their middle fingers. And I guess the news didn't see that, because that might be an indicator that the tide is turning against.
And that was the big crowd that they were showing that showed up for Joe Biden was the ones with the middle finger, and then the other side there wasn't anybody, so nothing to report.
Looked like a Tom Slick cartoon. Everybody goes, here he comes. Yay.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So they just don't report it at all because there's not enough on the other side that even
kinda
showed
like,
up.
Kind of like our local Marxist idiots. Here's a clip. This is another clip that we wanted to play. And then we'll get to some more stories here. Are we ready to go in there? Here we go. This is, I don't know what the title is this. This is,
The name's JP Sears. I'm a private investigative forensical analysis guy and amateur taekwondo competitor. And I have irrefutable proof that Michelle Obama is a man. The Obamas don't think you know, and they don't want you to know. But I know that you do know. Just take a look at these Photoshop pictures. You can clearly see beneath Michelle Obama's dress is a bushel of male genitals. And then also look how the male genitals are a circle. That's a black circle. And even more compelling, there is an arrow drawn pointing to the male genitals. You can't make this stuff up, people. Oh, Michelle's a woman? Really? Well, how do you explain this? Take a look at this picture of young Barack Obama. You might be asking, who is that lovely young lady with a mustache that he has his arm around? Answer, Big Mike. But then if you cross-reference that with the green dress picture, you might realize it's the little Mike. Dude, have you ever seen the size of Michelle Obama's back? But the plot recently thickens because we find out that Barack Obama himself is gay. The New York Post said that Obama's biographer said that his ex-girlfriend said that he said he makes love to men every day in his imagination. And that's 4 degrees of separation. That's corroborated evidence. And now we consider, does it make sense that a man who fantasizes about making love every day to men in his imagination would in fact actually be married to a man so he can make love to that man every day in reality? Game, set, match. But we've known he's been gay. Not only does he fantasize about making love to men, but he dresses all neat and he probably plays pickleball. The evidence has been right there in front of us this entire time. Obama is very gay, which proves Michelle Obama is a man, so that they can do gay things together. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I bet Obama has monkeypox. I think Trump knew all this and he was going to release the files. That's why they've been politically persecuting him so hard. You know how Obama's name has never been brought up in connection with Epstein? Exactly. Epstein was dealing with young girls, not young boys, which means Obama was not involved, which proves Obama is gay. You still don't believe me? Take a look at this evidence.
Did she write that?
I don't know. I haven't done the handwriting analysis yet. And then we must consider the chef, who is dead. What did the chef see that he can't unsee that someone else saw him see? Was Michelle in an untucked moment? Answer, definitely yes. The chef knew everything and now he's dead. Do you know who else knew everything and is now dead? Joan Rivers. Take a look at this.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already had it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
No, Michelle. Is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
One Joan Rivers herself knew that Obama is gay and Michelle is a trans man. And Joan Rivers didn't live too long after that. They killed her. And consider this, there is a reason why Obama took down Saddam Hussein. Saddam? Sodomize? Obama was clearly trying to kill his inner truth because he was afraid to come out of the closet.
I think it was George Bush who took down Saddam Hussein, not Obama.
Now you're just being homophobic. I've been working hard on this case, putting together conclusive proof that Michelle Obama is a man and Obama is gay. I've dedicated my whole life working on this case for about the past hour and a half. And now the proof is in. Without all these lies and corruption, there's truly nothing wrong.
The last thing I want to say is, Michael, we know who you are. Please come out, live your truth. We'll get you a drop with Bud Light.
Unbelievable.
A little tongue-in-cheek, JP, there. I think a couple takeaways from that, which I find interesting, is that you got to be careful. You don't get so wrapped up in your conspiracy theory that you get wrapped up in your conspiracy theory and avoid facts and the truth, too. Although, I must admit, there's some stuff in there to unpack that is kind of a little bit...
Disturbing. To say the least.
The Joan Rivers thing, yeah, that's a real clip. I saw it years ago, and she did die suddenly in the hospital for some unknown reason. Just not coincidence, though, you do understand. I don't think there's any connection.
No, there's never a connection.
People don't die around these guys like Hillary and I don't know.
No, they just commit suicide. They just can't take it any longer. They commit suicide, and that's all that's to it.
But you know something, if you think about it, if that was true, it sure would explain a lot. I mean,
the suicide or people disappearing.
The whole transgender thing, you know, and the big push towards the rights of the transgender people and overriding the rights of regular people and trying to mainstream it and using it as a political wedge and a tool, to get.
It makes you think about our good old governor too.
Why
is he pushing it so much?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just asking for a friend, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, he has movies and all kinds of stuff, him and his, so-called wife. Well, maybe she's a Michael, I don't know.
Well, and you know, did you hear the clip where he accidentally called her Michael?
I did. I forgot about that. Yeah, I did.
Who accidentally calls their wife Michael in front of everybody?
Well, it makes you wonder when you don't call your wife by her name, no matter what that name is. Probably not good.
I always slip and call my wife Leroy once in a while, or not.
Okay. Is there something we should know?
Maybe not. Crazy, though, isn't it? That's just crazy. Crazy talk. Yeah, that's what it is, crazy talk. So,
except we find out crazy talk becomes truth. It's not crazy talk.
It's really weird how that works.
You
find out that there's actually facts inside that whole diatribe that might be true, then you're a conspiratorial nutcase, knuckle-dragging, tin and foil hat-wearing Neanderthal. And probably a hillbilly, too.
Bad hillbilly.
That you're a hillbilly.
Until you need us, and then we're not hillbillies anymore.
Well, you must have grew up. You've probably got a garden. And you've probably hunted little woodland creatures before. And so you could.
There's guns in the house.
You might have no intelligence at all.
I know how to can and eat fresh vegetables.
Wipe out the intelligence factor, because you do all that based on genetics that are pre-imprinted into your brain from your heritage and your
lineage. I don't believe my food all comes from the store, and my meat, I just don't believe you go to the store and get what you want because it's there.
Obviously a conspiratorial thing. All right, so here's another one.
Another one. What? What are we talking about?
Okay, so this is five questions you're not not allowed to ask about Maui. Okay.
Here we go.
Are we ready for this? Here we go. I don't know if I got a finger up or a thumb or what's going on in there. I can't see through the.
Are we ready to go, Liam? Yep, we're good.
That was a thumb and not a finger. I saw that clearly. Okay, here we go.
Better to get the thumb.
Top of the morning, y'all. This channel's for anybody that doesn't believe what they hear on the news, but does believe most of what we hear on CB Radio. If you want to know where we're at in America's timeline right now, I feel like it's the movie Titanic, where the boat is already sinking and Cal is running around shooting a pistol at Jack and Rose. It's a complete circus. 96 dead, over 1,000 people missing, and our fearless leader right here is kicking back on the beach with his toes in the sand. Honest question number one. And this is about Oprah. This whole video is really, really just interesting. I just feel like these questions are never going to get asked, so let's ask them right here. If Oprah is so left-leaning and she's so woke and she's such a big pioneer believer in equality, I don't think it would be right for her 2,000 acres to stand undamaged. Do y'all? You know, while there's people floating out in the ocean holding on to a piece of plywood just trying to survive for our lives, this is about standing by your values of equity, Oprah. So if you really believe that, they should take away from the ones who have earned it and give to the people who haven't, or give to the people who are unable, which is what equity says, so that they can stand just as high, then why doesn't she just burn down her 2,000 acres that she owns in solidarity to the Hawaiians who have lost everything? Well, that's pretty extreme, buddy. Well, yeah, so is the belief in equity. Next question, why was Oprah's land not completely scorched to the ground? You know, because if I light a barrel on fire and I throw a $1 bill in there and a $100 bill in there, do you think that fire is going to distinguish whatsoever between the $1 bill and the $100 bill? Absolutely not. Fire is fire, and fire takes out everything in its path. So why, pray tell, will nobody ask in a press conference to Biden why all these mansions are still standing just fine, unfazed and untouched? Question number three is really fun. Why does Oprah and all of her billionaire buddies not go on record right now, just to do the classy, on record right now saying, we pledge and we declare we will never, ever land grab anything in Maui. We won't put up high-rise hotels. We won't invest. We won't have anything to do with it. That way, everybody can know that our motives are clear. Why don't they just do that? It'd be the classy thing to do, because everybody's calling you out and saying this is exactly what's happening. You could put all those fears to ease. Question number four. Why have so many residents in Maui had their phones ringing off the hook from realtors asking, you want to sell your land? Are you kidding me? Who wants to buy scorched land? Who wants to be any part of that? Why is there not a law that says a realtor can't even make a call to somebody after something like this happens in a natural disaster for a year? And question number five is, why is the supposed most popular president in United States history telling Hawaiians last night that he knows what it's like to lose something too? Because a lightning struck his house back in 2004 and he almost lost his Corvette. His 67 Corvette. That's what he said last night. I'm serious. I just heard that the total death count could be over 1,000 people, because that's how many folks are missing right now. In the little town of Lahaina, which has a population of about 13,000, if they lost 1,000, that's almost 10% of their entire population wiped out. Y'all, there is no doubt in my mind climate change activists have a big old Woody right now, and they get off on this extreme stuff. They get off on extreme tornadoes, extreme weather, earthquakes, floods, and fires. But it's funny to anybody who's ever cracked open a Bible, because we already knew this was coming to a theater near you. Luke 21:11, there will be earthquakes, there will be great famines, pestilence in various areas, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. Look, people didn't read the handbook and they're freaking out about it right now. This really should be Biden's Katrina, but I don't believe that the media is ever going to let that happen. Your tax dollars and mine are being stolen by a Democratic government, and it's being laundered over to Ukraine, $40 billion for them, $700 for each Hawaiian family. And knowing all of that, what makes me sick to the stomach is Hawaiians will still probably vote blue in 2024. And I don't know how to help anybody like that. You know, and since nobody would dare ask any of these questions to Biden on air, to all you journalists that are too scared to get in his face and ask this kind of stuff, you're a complete insult to your own family's bloodline. Your ancestors are in the grave right now thinking you're weak as hell, you're a complete coward, and it's got to be done right here. It's got to be asked like this. God bless all you patriots still standing strong. We don't care about your jobs, journalists. We care about our lives. Think about that. Ask the hard questions and get it done like a man should.
Yeah, it kind of goes out to the local media as well, what he said.
Yeah. Well, again, it's good for everybody else, like Oprah. It's good for everybody else, but not for them.
You know, it's funny. I haven't looked into this, but I'm going to try to look a little more into it. I mean, really, the mansions didn't burn. There's a bunch of mansions that didn't burn. Burned everybody else's houses, but not the mansions. That seems a little strange and odd. Not that, I mean, maybe there's a perfectly good explanation.
And what kind of person goes around asking after somebody? I mean, how long has it been since the fire happened? It hasn't been that long. You want to sell your property? Wow, really?
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, I mean.
And they've been trying to get this property in Lahaina. I got a friend of mine who lives in Lahaina. One of my best friends actually lives in Lahaina. He's been there for a long time, and he lives right on the Kapalua golf course. And he's fine. I actually texted him the other day, and he said that they were doing great, and thanks for checking in on him. But the fire blew the other way. But it's interesting if that's true that the mansions didn't get burned, and it's also very interesting that they've been trying to get that land from the local Hawaiians for quite some
time. Yeah, they have.
And now all of a sudden they're burned out and asking them to sell their property through real estate agents. I don't know. It's just something.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things about there that's coming out. You haven't done a lot of research about how the fire started.
Well, they didn't sound the alarms.
They didn't sound the alarms. And
they said they didn't sound the alarms because they would run inland and into the fire as opposed to the guys that ran towards the ocean and into the waves to get out of the
Lake. Right. Okay. If you got, you know, fire doesn't
so let's give them
burn on the ocean, but we would run towards it. Sure,
so
we would.
I think the appropriate response is to not give them any warning at all, so that way they have no chance of running into the fire.
Yeah. And if those mansions didn't burn and all that, and they have all the 2,000 acres or whatever, why aren't they setting up camps for the people there? Why aren't they helping them out?
Why did it take 10 days or 14 days for the response? Why did Joe and of course Joe, his life was really a living hell.
Oh yes, after the lightning and almost burnt his car.
His cat and his 67 Ford, his wife. And then he wouldn't lie about that, even though they said that the guys that were involved said that it was a non-issue, and they went over there and they put it out with like a fire extinguisher. But it almost got the Corvette, and maybe
was so devastating.
Well, it could have burnt those classified records up too, which would have been really a problem.
But it didn't. So.
Well, because they still had a bunch more copies over at Penn State. So, you know.
But we've heard this time and time again from Joe Biden.
He doesn't
lie. You know, he's done this, or he's been impacted that way, or, you know, he used to go to church with black people every day.
And
it's all a bunch of lies.
But the first thing out of the other guy is, Trump's a liar. Really? Like, provable? Well, he colluded with Russia. No, he was proven.
No, we made that story up.
The 51 guys said that he did.
We made that one up too.
They made that up too. Just kind of like they're making up the indictments. But Joe has never lied in his life. Then not like he's been caught on tape like 50, 60, 100 times or anything. With provable lies. That scrappy kid from Scranton, he wouldn't lie about anything. Let's keep supporting him because he's a great guy, and you know he cares about his Corvette too.
Yeah, and that's the same thing. Just saying. The island's burning up and lightning maybe striking your Corvette is on the same lines. That's the same type of trauma. Sure it is, Joe.
Yeah. Well, that's a fact, Jack. So I don't know. Let's go to a break.
And we'll come back and we'll figure out something else to enlighten your day with. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
What's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed, October 21st, to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Yeah, we kind of are. Now, if you want to leave, you will pay for the next however long you live, you know?
Yeah. Like, got stabbed.
You've got to pay the governor.
So, I wanted to, I was looking for an article, or it's not even an article, it's a little bit of a speech, if you will, in writing on Facebook that someone sent to me from Mark Baird. And I can't find it for some reason. Maybe if somebody's out there, they've got it. They can send it to either one of my Facebook pages. I wanted to read it because I thought it was very good.
Well, while you're working on that, I wanted to hit on BlackRock.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I wanted to hit on this BlackRock push for ESG faltering due to massive pushback. So, you know, BlackRock, Larry Fink, you know, one of the largest asset management companies in the world.
What a name, Larry Fink. If that was the most appropriate name ever named.
Right, yeah. So, you know, he was pushing for this ESG, and people are saying, you know what? No. The shareholders are like, no, we're not voting for this at all. So he's getting some pushback, you know. And so we'll see. Stay tuned on that. Who knows where it's going to go. But the ESG, they wanted to use to keep track of you doing different things, basically, is what it is, you know, what you're buying and purchasing. And if you don't have a good ESG, then you don't get loans. And they were going to use it for a lot of different stuff. But, of course, in the beginning, Larry Fink was like, oh, this is good stuff. And then it's like, no, it's not good. And so, anyway, now he's backing out of it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm getting stuff coming in as we go here. The reason I bring the other up, let's stick on BlackRock for a second. You know, the ESG scores. So, is this like the China social credit score stuff? Is that what?
Yeah, it is. And what it is, it's a social score. I just lost it. But they wanted it to be part of your purchasing power, like with loans and stuff. So they wanted to equate it basically to keep track of what you were purchasing. And if you were purchasing something they didn't like, then they could say, well, your ESG, we don't like your score. So we're not going to loan you money or let you have anything. That was part of the whole thing with them. And Larry thinks, you know, he's been that way with a couple different things. Is he introduces a good example is like Bitcoin. Bitcoin bad,
right.
You know, and all that. And he was all against Bitcoin and don't join the, it's a big scheme. Well, now he's like, no, I think I'm going to go and buy a bunch of Bitcoin. And I want to have control over some Bitcoin. It's one of those things, you know, that they're against you. And they mock you, and then
they're against you till they're for you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's amazing how that works.
Yeah, we got about 20 minutes here left. I'm just looking at different headlines and trying to decide what to talk about. I did want to bring up this Missouri. It came to my attention today. That's why I wanted to find that Mark Baird thing that he wrote out. I thought I had it pulled up, but again, I got so disrupted this morning from so many different things, and
I didn't
get the show put together as well as I had intended. But Missouri became a constitutional carry state in 2017, meaning individuals don't need a permit to carry or open carry a firearm. However, gun laws in Missouri prohibit possessing, selling, manufacturing, or purchasing assault weapons. The state doesn't require individuals to register handguns, long guns, or any other types of firearms, and no special license is issued to firearm owners. However, individuals required by law to carry a permit together with photo ID anytime they are in actual possession of a concealed gun. In 2021, Missouri enacted the Second Amendment Preservation Act, and this is what I was kind of interested in. It's called SAPA, which subjects local, state, and law enforcement officers to fines of $50,000 for helping to enforce a federal gun law. Now, what this has done in Missouri, evidently, and I was listening to a program on this, is that now all of the law enforcement is afraid to try to enforce any of the federal laws because the state will then fine them $50,000 for doing that. So this is kind of how they got around their stupid crap. Now, we obviously couldn't do that in the state of California because, we got a communist, a Marxist in charge down there. And so, but it's very interesting that they started doing this. Law enforcement in the state no longer enforce federal gun laws. It's not a crime under Missouri law to openly carry a weapon into any place where concealed carry is prohibited. Except for churches, school buses. In other words, wherever it's not prohibited, you can carry a weapon openly. Now, I wonder why there's been no problem in Missouri at this point.
Are there police officers scared? You know, that was what the sheriff and them said here, that they would be scared if we had open carry.
I guess they're more scared of a fine of $50,000 than they are of the actual guns in Missouri.
And they're not the only state that has open carry. You know, I was going to look it up to see how many, but there is a few states that have open carry. So I guess the people are more violent here.
That would make sense because it's a blue state, and blue states are more violent because they're obviously leaning politically in a direction that would cause more violence.
Okay.
I'm just following the logic, okay? Just following the rules.
The lack thereof. Okay, so let's take a look here. I've got the map. How many? license issued, minimum age, and I believe it's 28 states.
This is an interesting deal. If you want, go ahead and finish if you want.
No, I was just going to say, I think it's 28 states now.
That have open carry.
Yeah, that have open carry.
Interesting. How,
I do
I wonder
believe.
If those are the most violent states.
Sure they are. I could be wrong. I'm looking, trying to read it real quick. So anyway.
So I got another story here in front of me, and it's titled, Nearly a Quarter of U.S. States Introducing Biometric Digital IDs. Many are Republican states. So let's get rid of the myth that the blue states are worse than the red states in some ways, because journalist Leo Hoffman makes the case that both Democrats and Republicans are eager to advance the digital ID central bank digital currency recipe for global control. He wrote, digital ID plus CBDC totals equals total control tracking of all human activity. Once both sides are in place, there will be no turning back. The goal is to create a social credit score system. This kind of goes into what you were talking about before, to reward or withhold resources from people based on behavior. The Federal Reserve officially recently admitted that transactions using FedNow, the forerunner to the U.S. digital bank currency, was launched last month.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, we'll provide the Fed with a inside look at your banking records. The infrastructure for the system started with 5G that installed with your federal funds under the Trump administration. Isn't that interesting? Now the states are doing their part ushering in biometric driver's licenses. These three states, California, Michigan, and Iowa, are joining Arizona, Colorado, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, or Ohio, and Maryland in offering a biometric digital driver's license.
Yeah, isn't this where they do the scan of your eye? Is connected with this.
Yeah, it says the digital IDs will likely require biometric biological identification such as face scan, eyeball scan, or palm scan that can be stored and shared. If there's one indisputable fact when it comes to the epic changes now enveloping the world as everything, even money and humans themselves, become digitized, and we've talked about this digitalization of everything from before, it's this, the race to install a global totalitarian control grid is taking place outside the normal left-right paradigm. So we're at the point where I guess it doesn't matter if you're on the left or the right, as long as you're for the Fed and digital currencies and digital IDs.
Again, be beholden to the government for everything. Yeah, so you're going to have your eyes scanned. And then they'll tell you whether you are qualified or you were good enough to get whatever, your meat or whatever for the week. And if if you've been good enough to get your property or maintain property or whatever.
If I was in charge, you'd never get your food.
That's okay. I have my own food. I am not reliant on you.
Yeah, but if I were king.
If you were king, you may not make it.
Yeah.
You know what they do to kings,
hey,
don't they?
Can you imagine, King Joe? That would work out well, wouldn't it? King Joe?
Sure.
King Joe. King Joe Biden. Isn't that kind of sort of where we're headed with if that happens? Well, maybe it's King Powell. Maybe he'll be the king. Who's going to be the king of everything?
I don't know, because some of us aren't going to allow King to come to my house.
I hate to repeat myself, but I'm going to. I'm afraid.
Okay, Joe.
That's a fact, Jack. No joke. I hate repeating myself, but I'll say it again because I'm afraid it's not sinking in for the vast majority of Americans. Digital ID plus
bad.
CBDC
is bad.
Equals total control. Tracking of all human activity.
Bad.
Could there be a problem here? Once these totalitarian tools are in place, there'll be no turning back. The Beast system. Coincidentally, it's called the Beast. Just, that's just a thing. you know, no correlation here to anything that will hover over us 24/7. And that'll go right in conjunction with the new variant from the COVID. The BS 24/7 will now be the CBDC 24/7 in conjunction with the BS 24/7.
And I just want to say it again. I've said it many times. CBDCs are not Bitcoin. Way different things. Whole, you know, apples and oranges. So don't think it's the same thing and get yourself caught into something.
The beast hovering over us 24/7 will be watching everywhere we go.
Yep.
Everything we buy, what yep. we are eating, who we are choosing to connect with, and whether we've submitted to the latest injection that promises to protect the herd.
That Joe said that everybody has
to have. He's going to get
it. And it's going to be the best one yet.
And that's how it works in our little world of the corner. And so all of this data will be transferred instantaneously to third parties who have no inherent right to it, other than the fact that people voluntarily handed it over to them. And they may say they need digital tools for other reasons. But those of us who are awake and aware of the game plan know full well what we're heading into. They want to monitor your buying and living habits so they can reward you
Right, and they're already working at that because,
or punish you.
Yeah, because almost if you stop and think about it, the digital world is pretty well here for most people. How many people, you can't even use cash in a lot of places anymore. You have to use a credit card, which is digital.
So just leave all your money in these banks because then you're in the system. And if you leave all your money in these banks, you'll have instant access to cash unless they tell you that you
can't. Yeah, and you know, just because China has been buying up all the gold and everything, don't look at that. Don't worry about it. It's not really a bad thing just because China's buying up all the
gold.
Because
if you do all the right things, you'll get awarded a social credit score. And
ESG.
And yeah, exactly. And, you know, they offer rewards and punishment based on how well they determine you're using,
You just don't go to the train station this week. You go next week.
You know, but, you know, if you're using these resources wisely, such as food, especially meat, eggs, and dairy, gasoline, natural gas, electricity. They will know if you're up to date on your shots. And so.
Yeah, you better have your papers to show that you had your jab. Otherwise, guess what? You don't get any cashews this week. Just saying. You had them last week. You don't get them this week.
You had cashews last week?
I did.
I didn't get my cashews. What was that all about?
I don't know what to tell you, but
I must have said something I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah. So anyway.
So with all that said, they'll know all that stuff, and you know, you won't even be able to log on to the internet because your lifestyle will be less sustainable, and you'll be treated according. All of your digital IDs will flash a warning to the scanners at various entry points to everyday social light functions, and eventually these scanners will be all over, bearing you from entry. And you won't even
be able to use your car.
You can't get onto the internet. You won't be able to qualify any government services, driver's license, social scores. Kind of like what they're doing in China right now, if you don't play along. Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, all that good stuff. Get your jab, shut up, do what you're told. Otherwise, you know, it could go really bad.
People don't realize when they start switching over, which they already have, that if you're getting benefits like Social Security or veterans pay or whatever, they have total control. Not that they didn't before, but they can say, you know what, we're only going to give you 25% of what's owed to you, or we're only going to give you 3%. Or this week, maybe we just don't give you any because we don't like what you did.
I never have liked you, and I'm.
I'm just saying.
You're never getting anything anymore.
I know.
Your digital currency score is terrible, and I think that you're.
That's why I don't care about my ESG.
Well, there you have it. So the Federal Reserve.
I am not getting on the train.
A Federal Reserve official recently admitted that transactions using FedNow, the forerunner to the U.S. central bank digital currency that was launched last month, will provide the Fed with an inside look into your records. Dr. Pippa Malmgren, an economist and advisor to presidents, let the cat out of the bag in March of 2022 at the World Government Summit when she said this. When digital IDs and digital currencies, with digital IDs and digital currencies, central bankers will have a perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy in your little world of make-believe.
Yes.
Infrastructure for that system started out with 5G installed with federal funds under the Trump administration. Isn't that now? So is Trump in on that, or is that just the deep state without Trump being able to stop them? I don't know. I question everything. Now the states are doing their part. Oh, but I forgot. I'm a MAGA guy. Remember, I just go along because of, you know, Make America Great, and they got a thing that says don't question anything. You know, because you're a right-wing extremist, and you might even be a member of the Proud Boys and the militia, even though you're not.
And that's why the IRS just is proposing a release of proposed change on crypto tax reporting on the 25th of this month, because it was Trump's fault. Trump was involved in all this. That's why they're trying to tax or make you report on cryptocurrency and pay tax on it now.
So biometric update reported on August 2nd, that California, Michigan, and Iowa are all taking steps to implement digital ID under the guise of the driver's license. California is testing. Iowa is launching. Michigan is considering legislation related to mobile driver's licenses. Mobile driver's license. Doesn't that sound innocuous? These three states, California, Michigan, and Iowa, are joining Arizona, Colorado, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, Utah, and Maryland in offering biometric digital driver's license. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, and back to the IRS now, you know, if when you go online, you got to do that ID me.
This is all about keeping.
You have to do, you know, take your phone and take your picture and all of that in order to get on there and do stuff a lot
of
times.
Someone's got to keep you safe from yourself.
Oh, because,
you know,
okay.
You know, I always want to hand over my sovereignty and safety to some unknown person behind a computer screen somewhere in Basel, Switzerland, or somewhere that always has my best interest in mind. Because
that's why we gave the power to DMV here in California.
Yeah,
you know,
and the
government that was an important thing. Yeah,
in mind, because that's what they were. That's what they told us because that's what they said, and I believe them because. You know, I learn really slow, but I learn really good. And you don't have to rub my nose in it. No, you don't.
No.
To figure out that this is to keep me safe.
It's just crazy stuff. You know, we would have said a few years ago, oh, that stuff's not going to happen. Well, guess what? Yeah, it is. And it's happening in your own backyard.
Yep.
It's all around us right now. And you need to be aware of some of this stuff. Don't get caught up any more than what you have to in it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. And so it comes back to the voting. You know, we need to get the guys in there that are going to actually protect us across the board if we can, especially at the local level, which is why it's working pretty well here in Shasta County, considering we're in an island of conservatism in a sea of left-wing Marxist BS. And so... you know, it is what it is. And so,
You know, this recall with Kevin Cry really gets me in so many ways. So these people are like morons. I have to be careful what I was going to say about this. And they're good with the governor coming in appointing if they happen to get enough signatures. Do you realize what that can do? Hello?
Oh, no, it's okay. Governor.
He wouldn't do that, right? But he just appointed two judges.
Grissom, Slick Newsom. Always been for our safety. That's why they do these lockdowns and change all the rules, and so that you can't, you know, make sure that you have a legal and honest, fair election, because that's for our own good, because that's why they do this.
Well, the machines. There's nothing wrong with the machines, you know, just because they're on the internet and.
I just look at it. I'm looking at an article right now. This is, and I haven't listened to this, so I'm not going to play the video. Brian Kemp told Georgia voters on Saturday, I guess that was yesterday at a fish fry, if you give anybody a voting machine, they can hack it.
Well, duh. It's online.
This took place at the 8th District GOP fish fry in Perry, Georgia. If you give anybody a voting machine, they can hack it. The Georgia voter said, what did you just say? If you give anybody a voting machine, they can hack it? Wow, I mean, who knew? Brian Kemp, it's on tape, nods in agreement. His wife looks a little nervous in the background, by the way. And the Georgia voter said, we need transparency in our election. And Brian Kemp says, we got transparency. The voter says, no, we don't. And Brian Kemp's daughter, it's not worth it, sir. This was a huge admission by Governor Kemp, because he's kind of not liking Trump. Isn't that interesting? But
yeah,
he kind of admits that if you give a voting machine to anybody, they can hack it. Well, that's what I call safe and fair elections and
sure,
operating in our best interest, isn't it? Oh, but I forgot he's a Republican. So, you know, bad. Good. Wait a minute. I can't remember him. Is that bad or good? I can't remember. If I'm supposed to know, I guess if I'm on that side, it's bad. On this side, it's good because I want to keep the division going and not realizing that there's bad on both sides. Oh, but that would be then something other than a MAGA Republican or a Proud Boy or militia member. It would actually be somebody who thinks for themselves about each issue and uses critical thinking skills to discern the truth by doing investigating things for yourself.
Yeah. Can't be asking those kind of questions, especially about elections and ballots and voting. You're supposed to just take their word on it that's the way it is.
You'll own nothing.
It was true, and it was transparent,
and
there was no problem.
You'll own nothing, and you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And same for those other guys out there that are going to own nothing and going to like it. As soon as they figure out that nothing means that they're in control of nothing.
Yeah.
And, you and the supply lines get cut and there's no food and you happen to be the last one to get ate by the alligator, but that's just fine.
That's all right.
You stood up for green.
Like this. Biden administration proposes new restrictions on ceiling fans. Do you have a ceiling fan? Do you have a gas stove?
You piece of crap, you. Do you have cooking utensils and a way to keep cooler? You're not green, you're...
Do you have a freezer and a refrigerator? You're out.
No, they could never do that. They would never take away my refrigerator. Not at all.
They're taking away your gas stove, so you have to go to electric.
Well, I'll be happy.
So then they can pull the switch on you. So you cooked too much last week. I'm going to shut you off because you have a smart...
I guess we won't use the phrase I was cooking with gas anymore.
No.
No, it'll be...
Because they'll come looking for you.
I was cooking with sticks and...
you can't do that either.
Well, maybe paper money. Maybe paper money will work because if I use that, then I'm burning the currency that they created out of thin air by counterfeit.
So you're going to...
Which will be worthless by the time
we get there. So you'll burn... $100 bills because they'll burn slower than the $1 bill, right?
No, they actually burn faster, but that's okay because I'll be doing the right thing for the universal climate agreement change something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but, I'll be virtuous because that's what virtue people do is mm-hmm. they virtuously virtue on virtuous stuff.
Okay.
Even though they're not sure what the stuff is or why they're doing it because just someone told them that you'll take, and you might as well get your booster while you're at it, please.
Have fun with that. I want to remind people, don't forget about the town hall on August 31st. Doors open at 5. Program starts at 6 at 1900 Hilltop Drive at the Holiday Inn. And Clint Curtis will be there speaking of voting and voting machines. He's going to help you out. I do believe there's a Board of Supervisor meeting this Tuesday.
Yeah, so too.
And I think they're going over, if I remember, they're going over some of the stuff with the Zog Fire. The line items about who's getting what money for what and why and how and all that wonderful stuff.
It's kind of suspicious that the $7 million went to the Children's Alliance thing.
Yeah, I listened to a little bit of Kevin Cry's show this morning. He had a couple people from the IGO Ono area talking about how, the DA really came out and talked to him. No. And then they were going to have some kind of meeting.
She got all weird
because they wanted to videotape it, that she needed a lawyer present.
I want to hear from the people she said that authorized the money to go to the Children's Alliance Fund, the people, the victims. That she said, I want to, did they do that, really? Did they Did they say that? There's no coercion or conflict of interest when you're on the board.
Nope.
And receiving money. And the one that dictates where the money's going. Anyway, we're at the end.
Yep,
government
we
is
are.
Not reason. It is not eloquent. It is force like fire's a dangerous servant and fruitful master. And we'll see you all next week. Yeah. Have a great week.
Go hide inside your house. Farmers watching crops die. They drying up with droughts. Angry people forming crowds and trying to burn the cities down. This is Armageddon. Martial law for our protection. I talked to God, but it's long distance and I lost reception. Forest fires and oil spills are the awful lessons. I'm just waiting for the devil to take over heaven. This is biblical. I swear it's in the Bible. We keep killing one another and we dying for survival. We used to fight for peace. We put our flowers in their rifles. Now we're about to be extinct. Every man, woman, and child.
If it's the end of the world, I will do better next time. Oh yeah, I know it. Yeah, I know it. If it's the end of the world, I know that I have lived my life to the fullest.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.